The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show.
Hey, Cleaning Nation, what's up? Lindsay Bjorklund back with Suzanne Bandick, and so happy to have her on today.
Hi, everybody.
Suzanne and I are really excited about this podcast because it is something we see so much, Cleaning Nation, and we want to help you with it. It's called analysis paralysis. So this is when you have to do some big changes in your business, maybe not that even big, and you get stuck of thinking of all the details and you just end up doing nothing. So Suzanne, I'm gonna let you take it away. I guess my first question is, how do we know if we're stuck in analysis paralysis?
That's a great question, Lindsay, and it's usually discovered by the fact that we're not doing anything. We're not moving. Wait, we're stuck. I need more information. I need more facts. I don't have all the answers. We're not moving forward. I need more. And it's a way to not do it.
Let's unpack that a little here. So do you think that when someone usually comes to us, maybe in the LEAP program, we give them lots of instructions, right? I'm sure it can be overwhelming at first. But once they kind of sift through what they have to do, what do you think is usually keeping them back? Do you think it's a lack of information or do you think it's something deeper going on?
Oh, it's definitely fear.
Okay.
Let's just unpack that right away.
Okay.
It's never the lack of information, even though we hide behind it. We will say. So everybody that's listening, that's another thing to check in on. When you're thinking, I need to do something, and what is it you need to do? Is it a price increase? Is it hiring? Is it placing an ad? Is it making a decision on if I spend money or not? A lot of times we'll say, I don't have the information. I can't decide that right now. I can't do that right now. I can't move forward right now. Anybody hear that little voice in your head where you go, yeah, I've done that. Wait a minute. I just recently did that. Wait a minute. I'm doing that right now. Right. And the reason behind it is always a fear of what if I make the wrong decision? What if I don't do it right? What if everything changes? Often it's a fear of change, right? So that's what's going on. Now, you want to talk about... Go ahead.
No, I just said, I was going to say fear of change, like good change, bad change, any change?
Any change. We are creatures of habit. And we may not like where we are, but we know where we are. It's known.
Fear of the unknown, really.
Is what's all about. Wherever we're going, if it's a price increase we have to do, we tend to want to go to the fear. What if I lose all my customers? That's the unknown, right? Will it work? Will it not work? Will they say yes? I don't know. That's the unknown. If it's advertising, like let's say you need to do interviews and you're afraid to actually move forward and place the ad because then it means you actually have to do the interviews and you're concerned, how will I look? What will I say? Will anyone show up? Will it cost me money where I go to do my interview? There's a multitude of reasons. But it's...
So...
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. No, I was going to say, when all those questions come up, do you coach our clients? Do you coach people to look at those one by one and address them? Or do we just gloss over them and move on?
Oh, absolutely. We have to address them. If we gloss over them, it's like having an invisible computer virus running amok on your computer. And things aren't going right. Your computer isn't doing what it's not acting properly. Things are going wrong. And you don't know what it is, and you're potentially ignoring it. So it'll play behind the scenes. Our fears will derail us. Let's get back to us now, not a computer. Our fears will derail us from doing the very things we need to do.
So what is the best way, do you think, to just face those fears head on?
Okay. One is write them down. I'm a big proponent of writing them down, because sometimes when they're just running amok in our head, they control us. But if we catch that little devil and we say, wait a minute, I'm going to write you down. You take your pen and you write it down. And then you say, that's just stupid. Quite often.
Okay.
Right? Quite often. If you say, what's my greatest fear? Let's say price increase. What's my greatest fear? I'll lose all my clients. Well, you write that down. I'll lose all my clients. And then you say, well, that's kind of silly. Like, really, I'm sure some of my clients will stay. Right? And you build up from that. And you realize, wait a minute. So on the side, when you've got the fear, you've got the unknown. What's on the other side of, we'll call it a terror barrier or a wall, the indecision, the reason we have analysis paralysis, because we don't want to move. We're scared of what's on the other side of the wall, whatever we're doing. We're spending money. We're doing a price increase, whatever we're doing. We're scared. We don't know what we'll get on the other side. So if we write it down and then we say, write down all the fears. So we're acknowledging them. They can't run invisibly if we acknowledge the fears. Acknowledge the fears, and then let's start writing what all the positives could be. Let's put the positives down. Yes, well, let's do price increase. Yes, well, I may lose some customers. Fact. I'll tell you that too. Fact. You will lose some customers. However, you're going to be more profitable with the clients that remain. You'll probably have to do less work, less stress, and you'll be making more money. Because sometimes we're losing money with clients. Okay, so what's a positive on the other side? Yes, we're going to lose some, but the ones that we keep are going to be more profitable. We're going to be making more money. We're building a solid foundation. We can move forward with a solid foundation of customers that appreciate us and love us and are paying us what we deserve. So that's on the other side. It's like, oh, wait a minute. It could be good. It doesn't have to be negative. It could be good. What if, so you've got to spend money on something. What if Mike tells you to spend money on advertising or something, a program, a system, and you're like, but wait, it's money that I won't have for something else. However, what if you say, what if this makes me money? It's all about the right questions. What if this makes me money? What if this makes me more profitable? What if this makes my life easier? What if this streamlines everything? What if the very thing that's been holding me back could be my savior?
Such a different feeling than fear. It's such a different twist.
Right. Because we all have fears on any given situation at any given time. It's, do we acknowledge it and then decide, this is the outcome I do want? Or do we let the fear control us, and thus we have analysis paralysis and we hide behind, I don't have all the information. I need more facts. I need to whatever. I need more time.
I need more time is a big one. We hear a lot. So, okay. So we're going to face the fears by writing them all down, just to review.
Yes.
And realize what we're really thinking and kind of get that circus in our head out so we can plainly see what's going on. And then after that, we want to think the positive aspects that could be on the other side of that wall, or what did you call it?
The terror barrier. That's what Bob Proctor used to call it. The terror barrier.
That.
The wall of fear, right? And the visual is sometimes we're going to punch through it to get to the other side, but sometimes we can just melt it down. We can just, the whole thing will start to crumble and we just, oop, we walk over it. And what's on the other side? Oh, more success. It's different because we don't know what's there. It's not our comfort. We didn't like where we were, but we knew where we were. That's what stops us there. But something better could be waiting on the other side. And you really have to go back to what's the better. And I wrote something down when you said you'd like to talk about this. What if our analysis paralysis, what if our doing nothing is causing a slow death to our business?
Hey, amazing people. You may have noticed we don't sell a dadgum thing on this podcast. We don't allow ads. The only ask I can ever have of you guys is if you dig the show, for you to spread the word and share so we can change as many lives as possible. Literally, it'll take you 5 seconds to give us a great review, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate you as a listener and value the gift of your kind words. Now, back to the show.
The not taking of action is really taking action. Choosing to do nothing is still choosing to do something, right? And it can kill your business. Yeah, you can lose opportunity costs.
Exactly. So when you think about it that way, every time we get into the analysis paralysis and the fear of moving, the fear of change, what if this is causing a slow death to my business or my life, or you insert what you want in there? And that's that. Now that's a real fear, right? Mm-hmm. Now you say, well, now I have to move. I have to do something. And it's going to be a change. It's going to be a shakeup. But you have to start thinking change can be good. Change can be good. So I actually have a list of four notes that I wanted to give everybody on this. Okay. So one is the pros and cons list of doing and not doing. Okay. So make yourself a pros and cons list. If I, and Lindsay, pick the topic. What's our analysis paralysis around?
Ooh, let's do raising prices. Okay. It's a big one.
That's prevalent. I think I go through this with the majority of our clients, the raising prices. So it's big. It's always top of mind. And it's always part of what makes our business better. It's just doing it, but the fear around it is prevalent and it's pervasive. So that's a good one. So write down the pros and cons of increasing prices. So the cons, I stay the same. The cons are, if you figured out how much money you're making or not making on each client, do you really want to stay the same? Right? That's a huge con. What's a pro? The pro is, what are the pros, Lindsay?
You could be making more money. You could attract better clients by charging more, surprisingly, better quality of clients. You can better serve your clients. If you're making more money, you can offer them more by having more staff. Like, honestly, it's surprisingly, there's a lot more, in my opinion, when you really look at it, there's a lot more advantages, a lot more pros than cons when you raise prices.
Exactly.
It's just that initial step is terrifying to a lot of people.
It's terrifying because somehow we have in our mind that our number of clients is important versus the profit we make with each client. We're looking often at the wrong thing. So the first thing is make a pros and cons list. Second, ask, what if I do something, or what if I do it? What could happen? How would I feel? And what if I don't do it? What could happen? How would I feel? Right?
So right.
Just look at, pretend in your mind, the doing it. And think about the successes around doing it. And then think about the not doing it and how you're going to feel. And my guess is you don't feel very in control. Because when
that is so good.
When you do price increases, you're now taking back control of your business. I have a say in this. And if you don't, you've lost the control. You're feeling out of it. Okay, so number three is take note. All you can ask of yourself is to make the best educated decision you know how to make right now.
That is so good, Suzanne. That is such a good affirmation to use. Yeah. That's so good. I hope everyone out there is writing these down, because that one just like hit me.
Excellent. So again, all you can ask of yourself is to make the best educated decision that you can now. And that's the best that we do. And down the road, if you decide you need to change it later, you change it later. But if you don't, you're going to be stuck in quicksand and nothing's going to happen and nothing's going to change. So make the decision, or sometimes the lack of decision causes things that you don't want to happen.
Yeah, that reminds me actually of something Mike frequently says, and I don't know the direct quote, but he says it a lot even to our team, is like, well, what if this new decision we've made, like what if it goes wrong? Like what if we didn't do enough of something? And he just usually says something like, well, make another decision. Like you can always make another decision. I love that. It's like, oh yeah, this is your company. This is your business. There's nothing's written in stone. I mean, no one's really telling you, you have to do it this way or you have to do it that way. Like you're running things. So I feel like sometimes, not to go on a rant, but as business owners, a lot of people forget the power that they have, you know, and let the clients run everything. Kind of like you said, like not making a decision, you need to take your control back of your company. So you can always make another decision. Rant over. Sorry. Go ahead, Suzanne.
No, it's perfect. That's exactly it. That's how we have discussions about this. And this is why when we do our group coaching classes, it's so important, because you get to say it out loud, right? That you say it out loud and then you hear yourself and then you get someone else's input. And that input, you kind of go, oh, wait a minute. Hearing it is different than reading it. We can read all the books in the world, but that doesn't mean we make the changes we need to. But when you hear it, when you're discussing and you hear yourself and you hear someone else and then you hear your response back, it's like, oh, wait a minute. The wisdom starts to become your own, and that helps you move forward. So, and going back to Mike for a minute, let's talk about that, okay? Because one of his things is he prides himself on being decisive.
Yes.
Okay.
Very much.
Now, with being decisive, sometimes comes, you may make a mistake, but then just like he says, he practices what he teaches. He changes it up again. He says, okay, well, that didn't work out. Let's do this now. And one of the things I want to point out to everybody is Mike has had and has million-dollar companies and sold million-dollar companies. And he works at a level of a high-end businessman, of an entrepreneur. And so if we think, huh, look at Mike's success, and sometimes we might say, look at our success, we're not where we want to be. Well, what would we like to emulate that someone else is doing that is successful? And let's look at Mike and let's say, I would like to emulate being decisive. Right? He even takes that, you know this as well as I do, he takes that into a restaurant. He looks at a menu for 2 seconds, he makes his decision, he prides himself while everybody's humming and hawing about, do I want fish or do I want steak?
Yep.
He's made his decision and he's like, okay, guys, let's go on with this now.
It's so true. Cleaning Nation, Suzanne and I have both eaten with Mike several times, and we're all looking at the menu like, what do I get? And he's on it. That's
so
true.
So practice in everything in life. A suggestion could be practice being decisive, even on the little things. And when you do that, it builds the muscle, which stops the analysis paralysis.
I think that's a really good point. Think of it as a muscle that you have to keep exercising and practicing, because it can get stale, stagnant, weak if you're not trying it, like probably every day. Wouldn't you say so, Suzanne? Like even the little stuff?
Absolutely. And another thing I'd like to add is to point out that indecisiveness is draining on us. Remember, not choosing, not moving forward, being indecisive causes an energy drain. It can make us want to take lots of naps, feel not comfortable, not confident. We're groggy. It's an energy drain. Making the decision, moving forward, being decisive, getting out of the analysis paralysis gives us our energy back.
And we could always use more energy. I know everyone does. All right, Suzanne, that was excellent. We are actually out of time. That went by so fast. Cleaning Nation, if you love what you're hearing and you are the person that is like, I need to make decisions better, I need help doing this, we have a whole team here that is ready to help. And you can get our free training at growmycleaningcompany.com. Just check it out. The link's there. And Suzanne, any last thoughts to close us out today?
That's it. Hope we helped everybody. Make a great decisive day today.
Love it. All right, Cleaning Nation, we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me, but like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing, share it with a friend, share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431, 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now, 602-932-6431. Give me a text, say hey, can't wait to meet you.